It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 11th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is shill, spelled S-H-I-L-L. Shill is a verb that means to act as a decoy, especially for a gambler or pitchman. It can also mean to act as a spokesperson or promoter. Here's the word used in a sentence from Market Watch by Nicole Lynn Pesci. Reporter Jessica Wall looked at the actors, musicians, athletes, and comedians who've shilled for multiple brands between 2010 and 2019, largely drawing on Ad Age's archives and coverage. The stars had to have hawked various products in numerous ads and campaigns, as opposed to occasional big league Super Bowl commercials. Someone who shills today may very well be employed to simply extol the wonders of legitimate products. But in the early 1900s, when the first uses of the verb shill were documented, it was more likely that anyone hired to shill was trying to con you into parting with some cash. Practitioners called shills did everything from faking big wins at casinos to promote gambling, to pretending to buy tickets to encourage people to see certain shows. Shill is thought to be a shortened form of the word shillaber, but etymologists have found no definitive evidence of where that longer term originated. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.